Tensions between Protestants and Roman Catholics in Northern Ireland are rising as the province braces for controversial marches by Protestant hardliners. In the last 24 hours, there's been a series of attacks against Catholics in and around Belfast. Reporter Marianne McGuire is there. What about these attacks?
Well, last night there was an arson attack on a Catholic church. This is the third attack in less than 3 weeks. A Catholic family in Antrim was also the target of a petrol bomb yesterday. In what signalled a huge rising in tensions, a young Catholic teenager was killed. Kieran Cummings was on his way to work when a gunman approached on a motorcycle and shot him dead in front of his co-workers. The so-called Red Hand Defenders, which is a Protestant dissident paramilitary group, has claimed the attack. This group and other ones had threatened to spill what they called rivers of blood if the most controversial Orange Order parade of the year was not allowed into a Catholic neighbourhood in Portadown.
The marches are an annual affair, and so is the wrangling over whether there should be marches and where they should be held.
Well, as a matter of fact, the Parades Commission, which was set up by the government, must decide today on whether or not the Protestant Orange Order Parade can enter a Catholic neighbourhood of Portadown this Sunday. Initially, the Commission had rerouted the march. The reason being given is that the Orange Order has refused to talk with the Catholic residents for the past few years. But there's been a review of that decision, so the final ruling on the parade is expected today, and I can tell you tensions are very, very high indeed.
What's happening with the Good Friday peace accord that was signed 3 years ago?
Well, all this violence and the tensions are occurring as the peace process has hit its worst crisis in nearly 3 years. The British and Irish governments are desperately attempting to get things back on track. Basically, last Sunday, the head of Northern Ireland's power-sharing government resigned to protest against what he called the failure of the Irish Republican Army to surrender its weapons. And last-minute negotiations did not manage to convince him to abandon and his threat to resign. Last night, the British and Irish Prime Ministers met to decide what to do next. Today, the Irish Foreign Minister and the British Secretary of State are also planning to discuss new moves. So there's a flurry of political activity all over the place, with a huge question mark still hanging over the future of the power-sharing government, but more importantly, the future of the peace accord.
Are people afraid the local government will collapse, control go back to London?
People are fearing that if no deal is found on the issues of disarmament, demilitarisation and police reform, that power would go back into the hands of London, but that more importantly, the whole peace accord and all the institutions that were set up under the peace accord could collapse. But I think in the next few days, what's on people's minds is really the marching season. People are very nervous and many fear that extremists on both sides will attempt to exploit the tensions in an attempt to derail the peace process further.
Reporter Marianne McGuire in Belfast.